Who cares? This is the Cosmic Squad Show, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, Beaker, Spotify, and Go Overcast. Here we go. We are absolutely live in Virginia Beach. Welcome to the Cosmic Squad Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. I'm back. We have a ton to get to. So welcome to the Cosmic Squad Show. Well, let me start with this, all right, because this is interesting. So NBA started last night again. A lot to get to today. Absolutely packed. So the Lakers and Denver Nuggets started the season off in the NBA last night. And Denver won. And this was my big takeaway from that game. As I sat back and I watched the game, I said, look, the Nuggets have all the momentum going in. Denver, I thought, looked significantly better than the Lakers. At least in the second half. First half, it was about even. But again, let me say this. The Nuggets have lost Chris Brown, Jeff Green, a couple bench players matters. Outside of that, the whole team's been together for years. Lakers, not the same story. Lakers have lost, basically been rebuilding their roster every year. 2020, what did they do? They won the championship, got all new players outside of LeBron and Anthony Davis. Next year, that's when they brought in Russell Westbrook. Didn't work. At the trade deadline, completely changed the roster. Now this year, they let 2, 3, 4 people go. Brought in 2, 3, 4, 5 new people. And this is what you're going to get. Game 1, Game 2, Game 3, Game 4. It takes time. It takes time. Just not in the NFL. Just not in the NBA. NFL too. It takes time. Look how it took a while when Matthew Stafford, the first couple games when he went to the Rams, the Rams looked out of sync. It takes time. Look at them Dallas Mavericks. Completely hit a ceiling. Completely fell apart. Traded for Kyrie Irving. This year, I think they're pretty good. It takes time. And I like the Lakers. Absolutely. I think that end of November, beginning of December, you're going to see a significantly better team. They have shooting with Tatoy and Prince. Looked really well last night. Austin Reeves. Gabe Vincent. They have shooting. They have defense. Anthony Davis. Christian Wood. Sometimes LeBron. They have what they need. They have young talent. Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell. It just takes a little bit of time. And Denver has been playing together for years upon years. And the Lakers, this is Gabe Vincent's first time as a Laker. Christian Wood's first time as a Laker. And numerous other players. And I do like Denver this year. I do think Jokic deserves MVP. I'm going to say that what my awards, I'm going to do my awards at the end, probably Friday, in the NBA, my NBA prediction with awards, my guesses. Guess who's getting the MVP again? Jokic. Why? This is a good team. Murray, Joey Porter Jr. I really like the Nuggets. And they played together for a long time where the Lakers have not. So calm down and, we'll see what they look like. I'll be more concerned if over and over and over by December they don't look like they're the new team. But they have shooting. It takes time. All right, well, let me go into this. Since the beginning of the season, when the beginning of the season happened in baseball, I said I like the Braves and I think the Astros probably are my World Series. And Braves completely hit a wall. Astros, it's very interesting to me because the one team I did not like, and they were rising in the rankings, and I said, calm down. I said, they're going to fall apart with the Diamondbacks. And I when you look at him the past three rounds in the playoffs, each time I would have picked against him. I think I thought the Dodgers were going to beat him. They didn't. I thought the Phillies were going to beat him. They didn't. So it's really interesting to see that the Diamondbacks and Rangers are in the World Series. Who would have predicted that? But what I find interesting about it is this. I like the Rangers. I think the Rangers are probably going to win the World Series. My guess is in 4 or 5 games. I think the Rangers are a significantly better team that had more experience. Maybe I shouldn't keep picking against the Diamondbacks because I did in the first 3 rounds. I don't know. But when I look at the Rangers, look at who they beat. Astros. And you can say, well, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers. Folks, look. The Dodgers, this was my concern about the Dodgers all year. This is why I didn't have them in the World Series. They lost so many hitting. They were not the same team on hitting. The Diamondbacks came in, had an incredibly hitting series, and won the series. Then they went to Philadelphia. That game went to 7. That was about a few runs away. There were some times I think Philadelphia could have won that series. Philadelphia, I thought, was the better team, but the Diamondbacks got the win. Look at the Texas Rangers. Had to beat the Baltimore Orioles, who I never really thought was going to go to the World Series. My concern was is they were too young. That showed. They beat credit to the Baltimore Orioles, a really good young team. They beat them. That was a tough task. Then they had to go to Houston to face a really good Astro team, a team that has been there four years straight, usually against the Yankees. A few years ago was against Tampa Bay, usually against the Yankees, and beat them. I like the Texas Rangers in the World Series, and I like them in 4 or 5 games. I do not think this is going to be a long series. Why? And you can say, well, Arizona's proved themselves. The Diamondbacks are a younger team. I think the spotlight will be slightly too big. And B, this is what typically happens. Smaller market teams the last few years. Last year, San Diego. 2 years ago, a few years ago, the Nationals. A few years ago, we had Kansas City, Royals. Small market teams sometimes make this run. A few of them, Nationals, Royals, actually win the World Series. But what's the difference? Nationals played Houston. I'm just saying, you have every few years, this year Arizona, last year was San Diego, a few years ago the Nationals, a few years before that, Kansas City. Half won the World, or at least in the last few years, half small market teams that made it struggle. San Diego against Philadelphia in the National League Finals. Philadelphia crushed them. I'm just saying. I think the Rangers are a really good team. I think the Diamondbacks are a very good young team. But again, Rangers, a little bit bigger, a little bit better, a little bit older. Spotlight's not on them. The more I think about it, and I thought hard about it, the more I like the Rangers in this series. Simple as that. 4-5 games, this series is over. I like the Rangers. All right, coming up, I have the New York Giants. There's something about them that looks a little bit different. I'll talk about them next. Caleb Williams loses now to Utah. That's 2 losses. Notre Dame, Utah. Calm down. And my NBA tiers, I did it with the NFL this year. I always do the NFL and NBA. I give my tiers, which is very good. It's my championship, conference contenders, second round contenders, first round contenders, play-in contenders, and teams that I don't think will make the playoffs. I will give you my tiers next as well. We are absolutely packed. Again, Giants, there's something there. There's something there with the New York Giants. And Caleb Williams, everyone's all, Calm down. Carson Scott Show. Let me tell you real quick about Creative Music and Entertainment. Lessons and classes. They do music, voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin, songwriting, arts, drawing and painting, acting and public speaking. Languages, Japanese, Korean, Italian, French, and seven more. Services, life coaching, DJing services, and more. Upgrade. Interest for life. Voice, piano, guitar, brass, ukulele, violin. Nine languages are available, as well as drawing and painting, acting and public speaking, health and nutrition. For all ages, individuals, and groups, in person, online, or in your home, they have extremely affordable prices. You cannot beat that. Extremely affordable prices. For more information, please call 757-236-2609 or visit them at www.creativemusicva.net. That was 757-236-2609 or www.creativemusicva.net. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Check them out today. Extremely affordable prices plus discounts are available. Cannot beat that. Creative Music Entertainment Plus, more than just music. All right. Creative Music Entertainment Plus, great company. So coming up, Giants, USC, NBA. It's the Carson Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson Court Show. Final segment of the day, still to come, my NBA tiers. Let's begin here. Though first, I want to talk about the Giants, the New York Giants. So, you know, I've watched the Giants now, and my what I thought was at the beginning of the year was, look, this team, this is what you're going to get. I don't love Daniel Jones. I don't think he's efficient enough. I don't love Daniel Jones. So then Daniel Jones gets hurt and they start Tyrod Taylor. That's a new team. I mean, that is a penalty away or a catch away from beating the Buffalo Bills. And then beating, and I think completely outplaying the Washington Commanders. I mean, the Giants, I think, and I didn't think I would say this, but I think the Giants are a much better team with Tyrod Taylor as quarterback. Daniel Jones just is not efficient enough. I don't think he's quick enough. He gets sacked more. Have you noticed, and a lot of you can say, what's the offensive line with Daniel Jones? Oh, my goodness, the offensive line's horrible. He was sacked how many times in that Seattle game? Oh, my gosh. Have you noticed Tyrod Taylor's not getting sacked nearly as much? Folks, they're a snap away from beating, or a catch away from beating Buffalo, and a snap away from Tyrod Taylor. Or catch away from Tyrod Taylor going 2-0. I'm just saying, there's something there. I think Tyrod Taylor is more efficient. He plays better. He's quicker. He reads defenses better. I mean, if I'm the New York Giants and I'm Gable, I'm thinking about starting Tyrod. Even after Daniel Jones comes back. I've been very impressed with Tyrod Taylor. And I think he's a starting quarterback. Unlike, at least maybe Tyrod isn't better than Daniel, but he might be a better fit in with the Giants than Daniel Jones. I'm just saying, it's something to think about if you're a Giant or if you're running the Giants. All right. So USC, obviously Caleb Williams is not going to get the Heisman Trophy. Understood. But Caleb Williams loses to Utah and Notre Dame. Oh my goodness. People are overreacting. Folks, calm down for a minute here. First of all, Utah and Notre Dame are both top 10 teams. Both top 10 teams. Second of all, I've seen Caleb Williams. I watched him 2 years. He reminds me a lot of a Trevor Lawrence, Patrick Mahomes type player in college that I think will be a star in the NFL in a few years. Joe Burrow. I'm just saying, when I watch him play, and I've watched him now for two straight years, last year and this year, he just looks different. He just plays different. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know. Now, what you can be concerned about is what's he going to look like in Chicago, if that's where he's going to go with the Bears, which is looking more and more like he probably will unless he stays at USC another year. Well, if I'm the Bears, I'm taking Caleb 1, wide receiver Harrison Jr., the wide receiver out of Ohio, Harrison Jr., the wide receiver out of Ohio State 2. Reports, I don't know. I'm just saying that, and even that's not bad. Because then you have DJ Moore as a receiver 1, Harrison Jr. as a receiver 2, pretty good offensive line, pretty good defense, excuse me. You can get a new coach. I'm just saying, that is something in Chicago. I've watched him the last 2 years now. He lost to two top 10 teams. Who cares? Notre Dame, Utah. Are they going to make the? Are they going to win the national championship? No, but they, I didn't think they would anyway. Michigan's better. Ohio State's better. Penn State's better. Oregon's better. Who cares? They were. I did not think they were going to win the national championship anyway. I've seen two games. Caleb Williams looked bad in. Okay. Trevor Lawrence lost to LSU. Joe Burrow. I'm just saying. I mean, look at Bryce Young. He lost some games. Everybody, it's okay. Calm down. I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be a superstar in the NFL. He lost to two top 10 teams, Utah and Notre Dame. It's okay. All right. Coming up, my NBA tiers. Looking forward to that. It's the Carson Squatch Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson Squatch Show. Final segment of the day is here. My NBA tiers. Let's begin at the championship level. There's three teams that I think could win the championship this year. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Denver Nuggets, and the Boston Celtics. Those are my championship contenders. Let's begin with Milwaukee. This is a really good team that's going to win a lot of games. I think Dame is a perfect fit in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Bucks is the championship contender. Second in the championship contender, the Denver Nuggets. Now, what concerns me about the Nuggets is they did lose a lot of great bench players. Bruce Brown was one. Jeff Green, but this is a good team. I think they'll figure it out. Jokic will figure it out. Murray will figure it out. Denver Nuggets in my championship contender. Boston Celtics. Listen, I think Drew Holiday, the addition of Drew Holiday is huge. You have Jason Tatum. This is a really good team. Jaylen Brown, Marcus, well, you don't have Marcus Smart. This is just a really good team. Again, the Celtics in there. In my championship contender. Now let's move to the conference contenders. Phoenix Suns, Los Angeles Lakers, Philadelphia 76ers, and the Golden State Warriors. So these are my teams. I think we'll go to the conference championship contender. We'll at least have the chance of going to the conference championship contenders. Phoenix, what worries me about, use the bench. That is a big deal, I think, especially when you have older players and plus the injuries. Kevin Durant, Nurkic, both very injury prone. Bradley Beal. So that what worries me a little bit about Phoenix. The Lakers, a lot of injuries too. Anthony Davis, he's basically the player the Lakers are built around now. If he gets hurt, the team falls apart. So again, Lakers, Phoenix, very similar concerns, except Phoenix I have one additional concern with, and that's that you don't have a bench. Philadelphia, the locker room is not great. I think it's good enough. I mean, with the Harden stuff, I would get Harden out of the room. But with the Harden stuff I think Embiid is good enough to get the 76ers to the championship. But again, because the locker room is not great, I can't put you at a championship contender. And finally, the Warriors. Main reason is I think the age is starting to tick up here. I mean, this isn't a much older team. Outside of Wiggins, you don't have a lot of youth. You have, Chris Paul, older. Klay Thompson, older. Draymond Green, older. Curry, starting to get older. So that's basically the reason I think they run out of steam. I have the Warriors as the conference championship contenders. Second round contenders, Cleveland, Dallas, the Clippers, the Thunder, the New York Knicks, and the Miami Heat. Obviously, the best team being here is probably the Dallas Mavericks and the Clippers. But there's reasons for both. Cleveland, the Cavaliers, I feel like you need another player. I just feel like you have to get another player. For Dallas, I don't know what I get from Kyrie. That's why. Is he healthy? Is he hurt? Is he drama? Is the drama level there? So that's why just the uncertainty of Kyrie Irving is why the Dallas Mavericks are in the second round. The Clippers are the next team. I like the Clippers a lot. Clippers, but again, my concern, injuries are one. Two, I don't know if Paul George and Kawhi Leonard experiment is really working. I mean, they're a good team, but they're not great. And that's why the Clippers are in the second round contenders. Thunder are my dark horse. The Thunder, I like the Thunder a lot. And I think the sky's the limit. Last year, I was impressed by the Thunder. This year, they're young. I think they'll get better than last year. I think the Thunder are my dark horse to be a really, really good team. They're my one team. I just like this year was the Dolphins in the NFL. this year is going to be the Thunder in the NBA. I think they could win, you know, I think they could win quite a few really good games, and I think the Thunder win a playoff series and get to the second round. Knicks, again, I feel like they're missing a guy. And the Heat, I've said this for a long time about the Heat. At least this offseason, they put all their eggs in the Damian Lillard basket and didn't get them. And then they put them in the Drew Holiday basket, didn't get them. Now they kind of backed off on the trade deadline and the free agency. They've lost so many really good shooters in the backcourt, and that's what concerns me about the Heat. I think at best they're a top. I think at best they're the fourth or fifth best team in the East. I think Cleveland's better. Sixers are definitely better. Knicks might be better. You know, Celtics and Bucks are better. So at best they're the fifth best team, maybe sixth or seventh best team in the East. I just don't like the Heat this year. All right, now let's move to my first round. These are the teams that I think will get to the first round. Grizzlies, but get eliminated in the first round. Grizzlies, Pelicans, Bulls, Timberwolves, Kings. Kings, I think you need another guy. That's my concern with the Sacramento Kings. With the Memphis Grizzlies, you know, I Jaw is becoming so injury prone, plus the suspension. I don't know what I'm going to get there. You could, I think, easily win, lose, you know, 30, 40 games and end up with the first, you know, with a lower seed, seventh, eighth, sixth, and end up playing, you know, the Suns or the, you know, Suns, Nuggets, Lakers, whatever. I think those three teams are significantly significantly better than you. So that's the main reason the Grizzlies are in the first round. Pelicans, I've said this for a long time about Zion. He was a great college athlete, almost like Tim Tebow. He's not working in the NBA. One, maybe because of injuries. Two, I don't know. This is a good team. It's a really good young roster surrounded by players like Brandon Ingram. It's a really good team. But because of the Zion Williamson injury, you know, he's going to get hurt sometime this year. That's what concerns me. Chicago, the Bulls are in my first round and out. One and done teams. Because, you know, I get this thing with the Bulls where they almost need another player than Zach. I don't know what I'm going to get. You know, I mean, maybe Barr will be there. Maybe he won't be. I do like Kobe White. There's a few other players I really like on the Bulls. But again, there's a issue there with Chicago, much like this team, the Timberwolves. So that's why I have them there. You have, you know, Cat. You have, you know, I don't know. I just feel like the Timberwolves and Bulls both need one more player, and I don't think they're getting it. That's why they're both in the first round and exit. My play-in tournament teams, Spurs, Atlanta Hawks, Toronto Raptors, Brooklyn Nets. Listen, there's things to like about the Nets here. I feel like, you know, they have good players. Now, again, it's not going to win you a round or two in the playoffs like it would have with KD, Kyrie. I get that. But it's enough that I think they'll get to the play-in. And the East is weak enough that I think they'll get to the play-in. They're almost like the Packers of the NBA. I think Ben Simmons, just like I said this about Jordan Love, Ben Simmons would do enough to get the team to the play-in tournament. Just like I said, the NFC is so weak, I think Jordan Love would do enough to get the Packers to the playoffs. So there you go, Nets. Spurs, I think they're really young, but I think they can somewhat get in there. We'll see. Atlanta, you know, I feel like that if I'm Atlanta, I'm really close to a rebuild here because I don't know exactly what I'm getting from a lot of those players. There's a lot of players on that young team, including Trae Young on that Atlanta team, that I don't know what I'm getting from. I would move Trae Young today. I said that for a long time now. Get him out. Get a couple good picks. It's not working. So Atlanta and then Toronto. I feel like Toronto, maybe I have them too high here. They lost a lot of players. Maybe they won't make the playoffs. But the East is so weak that I think if you have just a few players, good players, and Toronto does, I think you'll get to the play-in tournament. And then the teams I don't think will make the playoffs at all, the play-in at all, Trailblazers, Charlotte Hornets, Orlando Magic, Detroit Pistons, Utah Jazz, Houston Rockets, Washington Wizards, and Indiana Pacers. A lot of these teams have no superstar. Orlando, still trying to find it. The Charlotte Hornets, you know, still trying to really find it. Now, I will say the Hornets do have Lamar Ball. That helps. But Charlotte's struggling to find a second really good superstar there. So a lot of these teams, Utah doesn't, a lot of these teams do not have superstars. That is why. All right. Well, there you go. My NBA tiers, feel really good about them. But yeah, there's three teams I think could win the championship. That's it. Milwaukee, Denver, Boston. That's it. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Carson Scorcher today for the final time. We're live in Virginia Beach. Have a great day, everyone. Talk tomorrow. Carson Scorcher. Have a great day.